You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and I've got Miss Tanae and Miss C in the studio with me today.
Good morning.
Miss C, why would you say something before I didn't hear said Tanae first?
And I'm just glad to be alive.
All right now, Miss C. Hello, everyone. This is Tanae.
I think they probably know who you are, especially by now. I'm pretty sure. I got some bad news this morning. Actor Bill Paxton passed away this morning.
No.
Yeah, he is known for movies like Twister, Titanic, and Aliens, which I don't remember what he was on Aliens. I'm not quite sure about that.
He only could have been one of two things.
Well, he didn't play the alien, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know what he was on that. But yeah, so story is that he had undergone heart surgery.
I remember him on what? Alien.
What? Who was
you know,
he?
He was with Sigourney, right?
What's yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
Okay, he was the one that he ended up, one of his legs got cut off or something inside the ship. He was helping her. The alien was in the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, anyway, I remember him in it.
Okay. I still don't remember him in it. But what had happened was he had undergone heart surgery and he had complications post-op and suffered a fatal stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Only 61 years old.
Very young.
That is young. So our hearts go out to Bill's family.
Yes.
And you are definitely in our prayers. Good news for homeowners. If you own a home, the odds are good that your equity holdings increase by thousands of dollars over the past 12 months.
Mm.
The average owner saw a $12,500 gain in equity last year. And in hot real estates like the West Coast, the average was $25,000 plus.
Oh.
So property values jumped in the past 12 months in most major markets, primarily because of rising prices fed by low interest rates and tight inventories of home. You know, when the interest rates are low, people buy because, you know, that's less monthly
payments
that, you know, if you have a low interest rate, less monthly payments. If you have a really today,
I'm disagreeing.
Really? I mean,
I'm going to
get a camera. I'm going to get a camera in here and I'm not going to tell y'all that I have a camera in here because, you know, these cameras can fit, you know, like the, you know.
Oh, and I know when you have one in
here. And how would you know that?
Because you're trying to look like something that day.
I look like something every day.
Yeah, you do like something every day. Yeah, you do.
Any hootie. So what do you do with this rise in equity? Well, there are two things you can do. Number one, you can be happy. Don't touch it. Your equity may well be the largest component of your household wealth, and it could continue to grow over time. If you have no urgent need for spendable cash, don't unwrap this gift. So do nothing, and the more you do nothing, the more money you have,
okay,
you know, in equity. Number two, you can tap into it. If you do have a responsible use for some of your equity, notice how they say responsible, for some of your equity gains.
Equity gains.
Uh-huh, yeah. Explore your options for liquefying them. The most popular and low-cost way is to take out a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan. So, you know, I told you about the time when my boss, she bought this new car, and it was a really nice car. And I remember saying, you know, if you don't mind, you know, what are your payments? And she said, oh, payments. She said, I don't have payments.
I hate when people do that.
I know. And I was like, what? And she was like, oh, no, I took some of their equity out of my home and I just paid for the car right out.
Oh.
And I was like, ew.
She could have lived with that.
Well, I was like, well, is that fancy? So there you go. Paris Jackson, who is the daughter of Michael Jackson. By the way, she is a gorgeous, gorgeous girl.
Really?
And those piercing blue eyes are just amazing.
She must have got it from Michael.
Yeah, okay. She
yeah.
Somebody Michael paid. she will be making her acting debut on an upcoming episode of the Fox series Star.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't do Star.
Yeah,
I tried to watch it once or twice. Not so much.
I can't get past that main character.
Who's the main character? Oh, the white girl.
Yes, I just.
What don't you like about?
Yeah, but those girls can sing.
No, I don't think the Caucasian one can sing.
Really?
Because she's just like. It's all like she's like, and she just like,
yeah, but isn't that all pop? It's too sisters. Isn't that all pop singers though? That's Britney Spears.
Well, they sound
that kind of sound like that. Mm-hmm. So this show, if you don't know about Star, it's on Fox and it stars Queen Latifah, and it's about the rising of a girl singing group
in Hot Atlanta.
Yes. She, Paris, is set to play Rachel Wells, a stylish social media expert in charge of publicity shoot for the group. So, oh, you know, it's whatever. So,
how old is she?
I think she's 19 now, 19 or 20 or something. She's very young, but, you know, over 18, I'm sure. But
she's the middle child, right?
She's the, no, she's the oldest. Paris is the oldest one.
Really? Was she the one who was dangling off the roof?
No, he dangled blanket off the roof.
Oh, because he had the blanket.
Right.
See,
I all of them had that blanket over their face.
Yeah.
They all, remember how they used to walk in the airports
with
the blankets over their face?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, you know, Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
you know,
but it did make sense. He didn't want the media messing with his family, his children like that. You know,
I don't know about blankets over their faces.
You probably shouldn't have had children if you were so concerned about that.
Well, he didn't have them. Any hootie.
do I see shade? Like,
I'm just saying, y'all know good and well. Now, come on, y'all. Now, we all know mulatto children. We all seen people that have a white, one white parent and one black parent.
Mm-hmm.
They still look a little black.
Yeah.
Very rare. Will they look totally white?
Yeah.
And not all three of them.
Yeah.
So, you know,
you
I
know,
like
Michael was part white when he had
children. Well, he had, you know, vitiligo, and so he had to bleach his skin because he had those spots on his skin.
Yeah, but even though he changed his appearance, it had nothing to do with
his genes that he was born with.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, and they should have come out with that wide nose.
Well, not necessarily the wide nose, but they should have been able to see that.
They all have that bell pepper nose.
Yeah, and so they.
Paris doesn't have a bell pepper nose.
That's what I'm saying.
Her nose is very straight.
Okay.
The other two aren't Jacksons either, truth be told. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil here. Mm-hmm. None of them three children, nary, as we say here in North Carolina,
nary one
are Michael Jackson's children. And my thing is, couldn't you just like artificially inseminate it something? At least, you know, there are things you could.
No, they still have. I think
they would have maybe. Okay, this is my theory. You know, they done selected partial genes from what they wanted and what not
have. Does that make sense?
Michael said, "I don't want that."
Well, you know, they had a thing. They were saying something about one time you could pick the color of your child's eyes. You can do.
Well,
you
they're coming to that now.
Yeah,
so I heard
years ago they already had that because.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was a saying. This one lady was saying you shouldn't play with God. You should not play God with children.
That's true.
And people were picking out what genes they wanted to have in their children. Mm. I mean, it cost a lot. It was
something always is going to go wrong when you do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Something is, you know, just leave nature alone.
Yeah. And since we own babies and stuff, okay, now I like Beyonce, but come on now, why is she choosing to show this pregnancy so much and not with Blue Ivy?
Because that first one was somebody else.
Lies.
You know somebody else carried
lies
that baby. Don't even
fairy
try.
Tales,
and that
lies
baby don't look nothing like Boonsie.
It looks like she looks like her daddy.
Just like him.
Okay, and what
just
is your parent?
Like, yeah, but
what
even though parent? Even though you got a child that look exactly like that father, it's something about that woman that you should see in that child.
Well, you know what? Beyonce,
I see your father
not
and mother in you.
How could you know him?
Tanae, she looks just like her father. I don't see her mother in her at all.
Oh, come on.
I see her grandmother and her father.
She has her mother's eyes, the shape of them.
Okay. If that's what you want.
Anywho, so you know, what my theory is, maybe like, you know, she's like, I'm going to have this baby. And then also she was like, no, you know, Beyonce need that money or Beyonce need this, you know.
Okay, well, stop. Who's Beyonce?
Beyonce is Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce. Now they call her Beyonce. It sounds like Yahtzee, like the game Yahtzee.
Yeah. It's all a game. You're right.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, Sasha Fierce was like, no, B. No, we ain't messing up this body.
That's right. That's why when she sat down that time on that show, her stomach went sideways.
Yeah, because the baby. Because the baby moved. You know that the baby can move to one side.
First of all,
you think I do not know that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So for you to say that because the baby, her stomach moved to the side, that meant she wasn't carrying the baby.
It does not make your stomach flat. She's having twins now, and I noticed she's just walking around pregnant.
Yeah, because she's really pregnant.
Things change. I mean, people's bodies change.
I believe
Blue Ivy is beyond. I don't understand why she would lie. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I believe she got a surrogate. Yeah, Beyonce, you know what baby don't belonged
make
sense. To her.
Beyonce being with Jay-Z. That don't make no sense.
I don't know why people keep saying that. Why would she not? It's more to a marriage and a relationship than looks.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he fulfills something in her. He sure did fulfill something in her.
Yeah, fulfilled a lot up in her.
I'm just saying, I don't understand why people keep saying that he's so ugly. Why is she with him?
He's not ugly. He looks like a camel, but he's not ugly.
You know, he do remember that came off a cigarette pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He does.
Yes, he does.
But we all can favor something. Am I right?
We all favor some type of an animal.
So we do. Well, I don't know. I don't favor
everybody.
Eric Lee does not favor an animal.
That's correct. Watch your mouth.
And has an animal smell.
Now, I don't know about that. Let me see.
Anyway, Lauryn Hill has become a grandmother. Her 19-year-old son, Zion, remember the song that she did on the Miss Education?
Yeah, remember Zion.
Something about Now My World is Zion or something like that. Well, he is all grown up. He is 19 years old. He is the child that she had with Ziggy Marley, who, you know, is the son of Bob Marley.
Yeah. Didn't they have more than one?
I think that she has two or three or something like that. And he had a baby with his girlfriend, and it's a baby boy. And so Lauryn Hill is a grandmother. I hope she's gotten over the cuckoo phase, because y'all know she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for a minute, especially when Ziggy left. Didn't Ziggy cheat on her or something?
Yeah.
And she like went crazy.
Yeah.
As my grandmother used to say, nutty as a fruitcake.
Yeah.
I mean, she really did. It's like, I don't know. Remember, she was not showing up to gigs and stuff. And then one time I saw her, she showed up. She looked like Bozo the Clown. Had a big old bow on her.
Didn't she go to prison?
Yeah, I think she was. Yeah, she did serve time for tax evasion or something like that. Yeah, so congratulations to Lauryn Hill and Ziggy Marley. They are grandparents. Lauryn has got to be, if I'll be 46 this year, nice. Lauryn has to be in her 40s. Because I'm not too,
just because you are
she's not too much younger than me. What did you say?
Just because you're coming a molded cake does not mean that everyone else has to be, okay? I'm sick of you comparing your age to
ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? See, you're wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen. I have muted Tanae's mic, and so she is not able to speak anymore. I will not have this against me. I am playing Donald Trump today.
Anybody
against me, I'm shutting you down.
You're wrong for that.
So Lisa Marie Presley is claiming that she is broke. Yeah. The daughter of Elvis Presley is saying she's broke.
Why? Because her husband is suing her.
She is divorcing her husband, Michael Lockwood, because she said she found child pornography on his computer.
Yeah.
And so she left him. Now, he has denied the allegations and has not been convicted of any crime. So I want to say that he has not been convicted. No charges have been brought up against him. I don't know.
Yeah.
He wants spousal support from her. And I guess that's why she's claiming that she's broke.
Don't they have a child together?
They do. They have twin girls who the mother is taking care of them now. The mother is Priscilla Presley.
Mm-hmm.
So she says that, now here's what she says. This is why she says she's broke.
Okay.
She says that she gets $100,000 a month from her inheritance from her father. And she says she gets a 15% stake in her father's estate, which brings in around $55 million a year. So if you get 15% of $55 million, that's $8.25 million you get a year. Okay, we're going to take our first break. We will be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This Is How We See It. Listen to the melody. Listen to the music on the way. Oh, listen to my heart break. Every time she runs away. Oh, listen to the banjo wind. A sad song drifting low. Listen to the tears roll down my face as she turns to gold. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about Lisa Marie Presley and the lies she's spreading, talking about she's broke. So as we said before we went to break, she's divorcing her husband. His name is Michael Lockwood. And she said that he's a kiddie porn person. He's into kiddie porn. And so she took her two twins that she has by him, and her mother is taking care of them.
Yes.
So here's what she says. She says that she only gets $8.25 million a year plus a $100,000 check from her father's estate. But she says that she's millions of dollars in debt.
Really?
Yes, that's what she says. And this is why she's saying, you know, she can't give him this alimony. So, but here's my thing, Lisa. I got a message for you. You're not broke.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to give this man your money. And I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. He didn't do nothing to help you get it. I don't care if it is inherited by her. Some people say, well, she didn't do anything either. Yes, she did. She's the daughter of Elvis Presley.
The blood daughter.
Exactly. And that is, she has a right to his estate. So, but you know what I wonder? I wonder if there was a prenup. Because I don't know why people are afraid of prenups.
I don't know, because you would think so, because this is her third marriage. So after the first one, you would
But the
learn.
Other two were rich.
But after the second one, you would learn. But then, no. You
was Nicholas rich? Nicholas, I mean, he was an actor, but he
was really famous.
Yeah, I know that. But he didn't have her money, did
Well,
he?
Since you... Oh, no, he didn't have her money. Okay. Since you brought that... But you know he's the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know. Since you brought that up... she was married twice before, once to Nicolas Cage, the actor, and the other to Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Now, they say that the reason that Nicolas Cage married her was because he was obsessed with Elvis.
Right.
But I also heard that that's why Michael Jackson married her, too.
Yeah.
Because he also, you know, Elvis during his time was the biggest star in the world. And then Michael Jackson during his time was the biggest star in the world. Yeah. So they're saying that, you know, she was sort of like a notch, you know, in his belt. So I don't know.
In whose belt?
In Michael's belt. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the biggest star. Your daddy was the biggest star, you know. So, you know, I don't know. But I hope there was some type of prenup. I don't know. And I don't know, who is this Lockwood person? Like, I don't even know. I've never even heard of him.
He looks old. Yeah. Well, she's kind of old, too.
She's older than I am.
Well, that's old.
There you go again.
Go on, Tanae. Go on.
I'm finished.
Watch what comes out of your mouth, though. Go on. You were about to say.
I'm finished.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay. Holly Robinson Peace. So I was watching The View. On Valentine's Day, and you know, Holly Robinson Peace used to be on 21 Jump Street. I used to love 21 Jump Street. She was on 21 Jump Street, and her husband have a 19-year-old autistic son.
Twins.
Well, I don't know if he's a twin. She didn't say
he
it was
a daughter
twin.
And a son.
He just started driving. Okay, and she said that she was worried that because he's autistic, that he will get stopped by police. And she's worried about they not understand how to deal with an autistic person. And, you know, I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when people are autistic, you know, they get sort of nervous. You know, they have like, you know, they're very fidgety. You know, autistic people are very fidgety.
Sudden moves.
Right. They don't like. And so think about him then now getting stopped by a police officer who doesn't know or doesn't understand that he has autism. And she was saying that, you know, that they are just like afraid of, you know, him getting shot by the police. And I never really thought about that. I mean, that is really a good point that she makes, you know, about, you know, I think she has cause to be worried about that, you know, because it's true. Autistic children, autistic people, they have, you know, they're very funny. Touching them sends them off. Yeah. You know, loud noises sends them off. So think about it. And I just wondered about, you know, are police departments equipped, you know what I mean, to deal with mentally ill
they're
people that they stop?
Deal with some things, but not others.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And also it depends on the race.
Oh, sure it does. Yeah. Absolutely it does.
Because if you get a black person that's autistic and they are acting, you know, the first thing the police is going to say, well, you know, he made a quick move and I thought he was doing this, and shoot him.
And I thought about all of the times when something like that happens, and I'm thinking to myself, what if the person was autistic? Mm-hmm. Or what if the person had some type of, you know, I don't want to say mental illness, but some type
of medical problem.
Right, medical, exactly, condition. Yeah. You know, that never came to my mind. Like, until I saw her talk about it, it never, she said that they even brought police officers to the house to help him deal with, you know, what to do if he ever gets stopped by police officers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's because they're rich. I mean, think about the average family, you know, they can't, police officers aren't going to come to the average person's house and, you know, go for scenarios. Yeah. But I just sort of thought about that. And we never think about, are the police equipped to deal with mental illness?
No, because they have a hard time diffusing situations properly, I feel like. And I watched a video on Facebook, and it was a Caucasian man just waving his gun around.
I've seen that.
With a woman, and they're, put it down.
Right.
Put it
down.
How do you have to say put it down?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you see he's not willing to, but with an African-American person, we've seen it's just a simple sneeze.
Now,
and it goes down.
But here's what I wonder to that, though. I think it more depends on the officer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, again, I don't think every officer is racist. And I don't think that every time a situation happens where a cop shoots, you know, a citizen, that it's racially motivated.
Right.
But I do think that it depends on the officer. And maybe in that case, the officers were a little bit more trained, you know, and they weren't so trigger happy.
Yeah.
But they were in a school.
Yeah, I saw the video,
yeah.
And they just kept telling them to put it. They actually ended up shooting him in the leg, I think they did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they knew how to not take his life.
Right.
And I just wonder about all the other cases where, you know, the person is either, you know, black or white, but mostly black. You know, could it have been done, you know, where you could have eliminated the threat without taking the person's life?
Yeah. And like you said, it depends on the officer.
That's what I think, too. I think a lot of it does.
And I think all of it does. Well, in any type of fatal situation, you know, concerning the police officer and that person, if that police officer has patience.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
If he can... Sometimes, you know, my mama used to say, take a step back if you can and try to look, you know, at the situation.
I do understand sometimes, though, that they don't have time all the time to take a step back.
Lot of these officers now aren't in their right minds to begin with.
Well, that's true, too. A lot of them might be mentally ill.
Yeah, I mean,
and you know what? I believe some officers become officers just so they can do some things.
Absolutely, they do.
You know what teased me off, and this kind of getting away from the situation a little bit, but what really teased me off is the fact that the line is long, riding down the road, and the line is long, the lights are long, and a police officer will put on his light just to get through the light. Get through that crowd.
Here is what I will tell you, though. You know, the red light camera that are up.
Uh-huh.
I heard that in some of the states and cities, when the officers go through the light, that and the picture gets taken of their car, that picture goes to the sergeant or the lieutenant, and they decide whether or not they were on
an emergency situation or whatever.
That's great. And a lot of them have to pay.
Yeah.
And they get reprimanded for, you know, false, you know.
And they should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they should.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of these police officers have wrecks.
Sure, they do. Yeah.
From other people. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had an officer almost run me off the road. I'm driving. I'm like, why is he getting close to my car? And, I mean, he's just on the laptop just swaying. So I beat my horn. I said, bitch, what's wrong with you? You know.
All right.
Okay. Then
I'm glad you're still here.
Yeah, me too. So he kind of waves his hand, you know, I'm sorry. I said, what the world? You know, I said, look, come on now.
Yeah, that wasn't all you said, but okay.
I did. Mm. I said a little more.
So Keisha Cole was on The Breakfast Club, and she said that Mona Scott, who is the creator of the Love and Hip Hop franchises, yes, reached out to her to...
Keisha.
Well, let me tell the story first before you start. So that Mona Scott reached out to her because she wanted her on the Love and Hip Hop LA show. No, that's the one with... Brandy's brother, Ray J, and all them. Mm-hmm. Keisha told her that she wanted $1 million to do a season of the show. And she said that during the negotiations, she didn't like the energy of it, so she decided not to do it. Well, what I think happened is that...
They
ain't paying you no $1 million. But you do know that she is no stranger to reality TV. Remember when she had her own reality show? Mm-hmm. And I understood that it was kind of popular.
Oh, yeah. You didn't see it?
I saw like one or two episodes.
Ooh, that mama.
I can't get past that mama. But when that mama said, man down, that I almost fell out of my chair when she was like, man down.
You know who that mama need to meet?
Who?
Ooh, I think it would be so good. Not Phasia. What's her name?
Mama Joyce.
Yes. I think that's.
I think Frankie
I think she can handle Mama Joyce.
Twist the Mama Joyce lips off.
Frankie, that's her name.
And Candy will be there. And yeah, we call her mama
Then what's Keisha's sister? The one
Nefertiri.
She'll handle Candy.
Yeah. No Keisha problem. Will handle Candy.
Nefertiri You know Candy thinks she bad.
Candy Burris, and I know we're on in Atlanta, so she might be listening. Candy Burris thinks that she can beat everybody. She thinks she is Cock Diesel.
Yes.
She really does. She thinks she can beat everybody. We'll take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Until you lose it all again. Listen to the We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about how bad Miss Candy Burris thinks she is.
You know,
I don't even watch the show anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's just the same old every time. I'm sick of what's the one that they just let back in?
Sheree.
They just let her back in.
She goes starting the same thing she used to.
Exactly. She goes and tells the other person what the people say about them.
But I mean, tell you what, she don't talk behind their back. What she say in the front, hey.
That is true. Yeah. But I couldn't watch the end of, I just stopped it. I was like, I just can't do
Candy
it anymore.
Candy kind of gets under my skin.
Yeah.
When she's crying.
She used to be my
things.
Favorite, but now she's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe Todd pulled her to the side and kind of coached her and said, look, baby.
Well, she wants
this.
More money. She don't need more money. But, you know, the more controversy on these reality shows you are, the more money you make. You do know that.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's so quick to cry.
And but then have that mama talking about everybody. That's why the daddy said he left her. She in everybody's business but theirs.
Who, Mama Joa?
Yes.
When did the daddy come up there and say he left?
He was up there like three seasons ago.
Yeah, for the wedding.
I know he's a nice looking man.
And the mama was like, I don't want that man to come up here.
No, he don't want you. That's what it is. And always in somebody's business.
Yes. Right.
Look, your daughter is a multi-millionaire. She gives you whatever it is you want. Yeah. Go get a life.
Yeah.
Get your own
friends. One
thing
she cannot get her is a man.
Isn't her house right down the street from Candy?
But did y'all see when she bought Candy the new house? When she bought Candy, bought the mother the new house.
Yeah. Mm.
Turn her nose up at it.
Yes. And got somebody to gut it. Who was that?
She got somebody to gut the other house. The one she Candy moved out of and she moved in. And then Candy moved her out of that house and bought her a new house. Turning her nose up at it.
And she's only one person. Mama Joyce, please, 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 please sat down somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I want her to do. I want her to sit down, take up knitting. Or crochet. Sewing, crochet.
Fact, exactly. Work on that restaurant. Is it open yet?
Oh, I don't even know. No. I don't even know. See, I like those.
Well, they were going through problems about that.
Well, one of the aunts, she's always so bitter. Nasty and bitter, yes.
She's always like this.
Camera, please. You guys can't see her face. But yeah, she's so negative all the
time.
But
it's one nice who's one nice.
The
one
cute
aunt.
One, the pretty one. Uh-huh. I like her.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, whatever. You know, let's just go with it, you know? So
Mama Joyce and the other bitter one are just like besties. They're best friends.
Of course they are, because they're both bitter. But so I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not watching The Housewives anymore. So Candace.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Doesn't Sheree kind of resemble the Grinch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Especially when she's wearing a half wet wig.
I tell you who's peculiar looking.
Who?
That ex-husband.
Ooh.
Bob. When do you know if Bob is looking at you?
I don't know Bob looks like.
But you know what? Every season, or every episode that I see him on, he's always out of breath.
And sweating.
And sweating.
I don't think
and
it's
pouring a, sweat.
You know what?
And always talking about what he going to do to her.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I think it's have to do with alcohol. A lot of alcoholics sweat.
Well, a lot of cocaine snorters sweat. Look at Whitney Houston. She was sweating profusely all the time.
A lot of liars sweat.
Well, true, too. But, you know, Bob is on. He's losing. But I will say he's losing that weight, though.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
He is. And he might be on, you know. For metabolism. That could be what's going on.
Why he's sweating.
Right. Why he's sweating. Because I used to take Stacker, too. I lost so much weight on Stacker, too.
What happened?
What is that?
Oh, that was years ago. Really, Tanae? Really?
I was saying, like, what happened? Like, when you was taking it, what happened? Like,
no, that's not what you meant. That's not what you meant at all.
You know what?
I'm trying to say, because I'm such a pig now, I guess, what happened?
Oh, my God. Those are not my words.
What are your words? Hulk.
Anywho. When I was taking Stacker 2, but I had to stop because it was full of caffeine. Mm-hmm. And it was keeping me up at night.
But I
lost a lot of weight, and you sweat, your metabolism speeds up a lot. So he could be on, you know.
Is that legal, Stacker too?
Yes, it was legal. But it had some reason they stopped because it had something in it. Yeah. I didn't take it a long time.
Probably what was keeping you up, and I want
no
caffeine.
No, it was the caffeine because it's like 150% caffeine.
Well, why you don't stay up at night? You drank so many cups of coffee.
I said that was years ago. Years ago when I was on it. So it could be that. That could be also the reason why he, you know, sweats so bad. Mm-hmm. So Candace Wiggins, she came out and said that she was discriminated against in the WNBA because she was straight. Which I can see it.
I don't know who that is.
She's a basketball player in the WNBA.
I kind of.
Here's what she said. Me being heterosexual and straight and being vocal in my identity as a straight woman was huge. I would say 98% of the women in the WNBA are gay. So this is what she said. It was a conformist type of place. There was a whole different set of rules that the other players could apply. There was a lot of jealousy and competition, and we're all fighting for crumbs because, you know, they don't make the kind of money that the men make in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So that's what she means by, like, fighting for crumbs. The way I looked, the way I played, those things contributed to the tension. People were deliberately trying to hurt me all the time. I had never been called the B word so many times in my life than I was in my rookie season. I'd never been thrown to the ground so much. The message was, we want you to know that we don't like you and we don't want you here.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I can kind of see that, though. Because, you know, there are a lot of women in the WNBA that are kind of butch.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean that they're, you know, gay, but there's a lot. But she says it 98%. Mm. Now, she would know better than me. That's, wow, 98%. And then to be against her because she wasn't. That's just so weird to me.
It's kind of like the saying, birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. And maybe she just happened to be, you know, a pigeon or something. She's want the same type of bird they were.
That's what she's trying to say.
Yeah, and that's okay. But I feel like a lot of times people criticize you because they don't know how to adapt to you.
That's true, too.
Or maybe they don't know how to relate to her. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they're all women. What's Jocelyn's word? They all have kutika. You know, there's enough to relate with right there.
Speaking of Jocelyn, did she have a baby girl? Yes. She had a girl. Was it a boy?
It's a girl.
Yeah,
and his name
is
a girl.
Bella.
Boy.
Bella Bonnie. Bella Bonna.
Bella who?
Bonnie Bella.
Bonnie Bella?
Bonnie is her first name. Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. See how people thought that Jocelyn was a man?
Never thought she was a man.
Oh, I never thought Jocelyn. I just thought that she just needed to calm down with her facial expressions. And, you know, with her being Hispanic, I just feel like they're very, like, strong accents, and they're kind of, like, strong in their demeanor.
Yeah, I could hardly ever understand what she was saying.
Right, right.
Like, I was like, huh?
But her face, for me, was everything.
Mm-hmm. What you say? I love beef cake. Always talking about beef cake.
Yeah.
Mimi, you know you like
his beef cake. She said Stephen J. has good beef cake.
She always talking about beef cake. I was like, girl, mm-hmm. what? First of all, who call it beef cake?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get that. That's like an old saying of it.
Oh, no.
So, we all, ladies and gentlemen, went to see Get Out yesterday.
Get Out. Mm. Oh, my God.
Let me just tell you guys that if you haven't seen the movie, definitely go see it.
Yes. It is a must see.
It is very, very good.
And yes, it is. It's funny because when I went on Fandango, I seen that they had 100% Rotten Tomatoes. Live.
Fandango.
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 Fandango. Okay. you know, tomato, tomato.
No, Fandango and Fandango are two different
things. Ding and dang.
Words. Anyway, go on. What were you saying?
Anywho, it had 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes meaning the higher is the better the thing.
Oh,
yeah, you thought it was rotten, meaning the high. Yeah,
like,
no,
no.
Oh,
okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you were wrong.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But it's a really good movie.
Yes,
and
it is.
Even though, you know, me being the movie buff and critic that I am, I mean, I had the movie already pinned. You guys know that because, you know, I said what was going to happen.
Sure.
But it was
good. But didn't I hear you
kind of funny
in the
too.
Movie? Were you jumping in the movie theater?
I did. I jumped twice.
I did, too.
Because something, especially when the deer came out in the beginning, I jumped to that. And then what else I jump at? I don't remember. I'm not going to tell you guys the movie, but there were
remember.
A couple of times that I jumped at some stuff.
I don't know, but that whole time I could not figure out what that guy looked like. And now
what guy?
I know.
Which one?
The boyfriend.
Oh, the star.
What,
of the movie.
What, did,
what
like?
Did he look like?
A shell-less turtle.
Mm-hmm. And
a
he does.
A shell-less
he
turtle.
Does. If you picture it, he does.
Figure
he
it
does.
Out. A turtle without its shell.
You know, I'm not even going to touch that.
Yeah, but I'm going to show you a guy that I kept telling you yesterday that he looked just like. Mm-hmm. It used to be my supervisor.
He's a good-looking guy on the movie.
Is
sometimes you had to look at him you know.
With one eye closed.
Definitely, y'all, go out and see Get Out. It's a John Wick. I forgot John Wick came out. I got to go see John Wick, too. John Wick 1 was fantastic. Yes.
You know what? Yes. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know about what?
I don't know how I felt about that movie.
John Wick?
Yeah.
How could you feel any other way but it was a good movie?
But when they killed that dog, I said, why?
Well, that's what made, yeah.
The dog. Why? Yeah,
because it was close to him.
And I just felt like that John could have been a little bit more, like, theatrical throughout the movie. I mean, I just felt like he was just, like, one face Johnny.
Well, people like that when you are a killer. they don't normally have personality. I mean, you know, they're like one way, you know.
You know, and I'm just like, how?
It was a good movie to me, so I have to go see part two. A man in France is suing Uber for $48 million because he says there is a glitch in their app. Now, get this.
I had the app, too.
He used his wife's phone to call for a car. Okay. He logged into his account on her phone. The app sent a message to her phone about where it was he was taken to, and it ended in their divorce because he was having an affair on
her.
Oh,
my God.
He was having an affair on her, and the app sent back to her phone where he was being taken to.
Well, he messed up. He shouldn't have called.
So y'all better watch.
Phone.
Y'all better watch yourselves on Uber. So speaking of Uber, they are opening an urgent investigation after a former employee made a public allegation of sexism and harassment at the company.
Yeah,
sorry. Susan Fowler, an engineer, claimed that she was harassed. And when she reported it to the company, they refused to do more than issue a warning to a superior after she and other women complained. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of these companies, you know, they do kind of try to hide
sweep
and try
stuff
to, yeah.
Under the rug mm-hmm. a lot. Yeah.
Fowler said that she was blamed after making a number of reports detailing gender discrimination. Another superior threatened to fire her for bringing her concerns to human resources.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's a lot of things that are going on like this now.
It sure is.
It is. And I'm good for you, Susan. Good for you. I believe one of them kind of, you know, looked at me a little funny, too. I can't remember which one.
You'll never get through the door, so don't even...
Squeeze me.
They'll sweep yours under the rug, too. You'll have a pink slip when you get to work.
Yeah, a pink slip with a room number up there. That's what it'll be.
Oh, God. But, yeah, so I just thought that was funny about the app sent the whereabouts that he was taken to back to the phone.
Yeah, but see, it was his mistake because he shouldn't have called from her phone.
That's
but
what
you know
say.
You know, and it was only verifying, you know.
But the mistake they're saying, the glitch is that it should have been sent to his account, not necessarily to the phone, you know what I'm saying,
well,
that
they
he
thought
used.
It was his phone.
Well, whatever, but he logged out.
You know what?
See, he had logged out of the phone.
You know what?
And so they're saying that
he need to stop.
It should have the message should have been sent to like his account, not necessarily the phone he used.
Okay, but saying what? This is where we took you to. But why would the phone? Why would they even have to call back to say this is where we?
I guess they give you a record. I guess they send
you
a record of where
the real issue here that we're not addressing is why is this grown married man using an Uber? Where is his car?
Where he didn't want his car to be seen parked in front of
exactly.
his woman's place.
Exactly.
You ain't
heard
of
so that's why.
You know what? Something ain't right.
Well, of course something ain't right because he was cheating on the woman. We will be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This
Is How We See.
Back in a moment.
Listen to the melody.
Thanks for coming back with us. Tanae, you had some very, very interesting sip for us.
This is more than a sip, Eric Lee. This is a swallow, okay?
Tell us. Do tell.
So I have to inform you guys that, you know, Onika had a funeral yesterday.
Okay, hold on. Onika?
Onika.
Who is Onika?
You know, Nicki Minaj.
Her name is Oniqua?
Onika.
I didn't know that.
Her real name?
Yeah, Onika.
Government name.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Onika.
Okay, so Onika died yesterday?
That's what they're saying. Yeah, because Remy Ma.
Okay, I know Remy Ma.
Had murdered her in a song, a diss track.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, I'm one for good entertainment.
Okay,
but
yes.
This right here, Remy Ma, you're wrong, okay? Uh-oh. She talked about her deflated butt, for how her butt deflated for 3 months, and how, you know how Nicki Minaj says she took all these shots and all these guns? Remy said that the only shots that Nicki Minaj have taken is in her bottom.
What?
Yes.
Okay, now what? Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Okay,
what brought this on?
I'm going to tell you. Well, I ain't going to say. I don't know Nicki Minaj personally. I would, you know, usually I say I know these celebrities personally because I mean, sometimes I do. At least I feel like I do. But yeah. No.
In your own head, you know them. Mm-hmm. Go on.
Anywho, watch it. So I guess apparently Remy Ma and, she went to prison.
She went to prison for many years.
Uh-huh, yes.
Now she's on Love and Hip Hop. Yes.
Yes, she was up there for like 7 years.
Well, that man still has.
Hey, Papoose. Which
you can tell. Oh, God.
Not understanding about why he's called Papoose.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because he looked like.
Is that why? Because he looks like a Papoose?
What's a Papoose?
It's a baby Indian baby.
A papoose is a thing that be in the water.
You mean a baby?
No, a papoose is an animal.
A papoose is a baby.
Look it up.
No, you look it up.
I'm not going to look it up.
Look it up.
I know so, anywho. So, yeah, apparently Nicki Minaj was saying, you know, Remy, and, you know, she was a supporter of Remy the same way she was a supporter of Nicki. We'll get to that another chance. But apparently, I don't know, something went left, and Nicki Minaj was taking on these little mini shots at Remy Ma, and I guess it's like poking the bear, and the bear done woke up. The bear woke up and showed its full hind pots. Now, in the South, hind pots means tail. Crack. Don't show
yes,
this
that
poor donkey. She don't show it at all. She talks about how Remy Ma, well, she talks about how Nicki Minaj, you know, of course, has butt shots and had it deflated for 3 months. Saying how her last name, you know, the last name, Minaj,
yeah.
Saying that she's not a real freak. Saying that when, you know.
Is that what Minaj means? Like a menage a trois?
Menage a trois, yes. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. So, yeah, and then she also talks about.
Hold on 1 second. Missy, you are correct.
Yes, I know.
Papoose comes from the Algonquian word meaning child.
Yes.
Continue.
Back to my story. So, she talks about how, you know, her butt shots. I've said it many times. I don't know. I'm fascinated by it, but the butt shots. Secondly, she talks about how the whole thing, how she left her day one, which was Safari, left Safari for Meek Mill's, and how that didn't even play out well for her. You know, her and Meek Mill's are broken up now. And, you know, the internet is going crazy about this. I saw one, like, meme when it was saying that I didn't know that L's were sexually transmitted diseases. Because, you know, they're saying that, you know, Meek Mill's have taken a lot of L's this year. And apparently him sleeping with Nicki Minaj, it is now sexually transferred to her. So now she now has the L's.
What? Okay, so hold on. Okay, so what they're saying is that Meek Mill's gave Nicki Minaj the clap.
No.
Oh, I thought you said that he had sexually transmitted diseases.
You know, okay, look. Follow with me. Meek Mill's has taken all these L's, these losses.
Oh,
to Dre.
Okay.
And apparently, by sleeping with Nicki Minaj, the L's, which is the loser team, mm-hmm. the losers, the mm-hmm. losses, mm-hmm. have been sexually transmitted to Nicki Minaj now.
Oh.
So now Nicki has the L's.
I see. Okay.
So now Nicki is losing.
Okay.
You get my drift?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Uh-huh. And then they also talk about how Nicki Minaj is like, you know, everyone loves Nicki Minaj.
I don't.
Yeah. No, yeah, me either. But anyway, go on.
Okay.
Well, you millennials. She, a lot of millennials
yeah,
like
okay,
her.
Well, yeah,
because
she
was disrespectful mm-hmm. to Mariah
yes,
Carey.
Yes, she was.
But anyway. She talked about that, too. She talked about how she taught junk to Miley Cyrus. And then she said, how you going to
talk I saw that. Did you
oh,
see
yeah.
that? Did
how
you
gonna
we
talk
saw that.
Junk to yeah. Hannah Montana. You get the best of both worlds.
She said, yeah, what's up, Miley?
Yes. She said, Miley, what's good? Yes. You know what? And then Remy Ma said, who talks to Hannah Montana like that?
Who's Hannah Montana?
And then
she
talked about Mariah Carey.
That's true.
Yeah, and then she was very disrespectful.
Now, Mariah's a legend. You don't talk to Mariah like that.
Remy Ma had made some good allegations that, you know, Onika is going to talk to joint people who she knows she can.
Oh. And well, that's anybody.
And Remy Ma said, and they quote, ask me what's good, Nikki. Ask me what's good. Yeah. And I don't think Nikki's going to ask Remy Ma what's good.
So you think Remy Ma can beat Nikki?
With one eye closed and two hands tied behind her back. Absolutely.
Remy's rough.
Like Remy said in one of her raps, I didn't want to kill that bee. I wanted my ass back.
Oh, the girl. Because didn't she get accused in the nail shop, right?
Stabbed the girl and all that stuff. Yeah. She said she didn't want to kill the girl. She was trying to kill the girl. She just wanted her stuff back.
Wow.
Now, imagine somebody who ain't trying to kill you. Now, imagine somebody who is trying to kill you.
Yeah.
As Remy Ma stated that Nicki Minaj thinks she has bars. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she said she never really seen a bar before. You know, she said she's been locked down before. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I understand Remy Ma's been out for a while. And a lot of people are on Nicki Minaj's side. But, you know, you could never know that Remy Ma could have so much power and, like, so much verbiage when it comes to her rapping. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what's going to wait for Nicki?
I always get concerned when people start beefing with each other. It's like there is room for you and Nicki Minaj. Like I don't know, understand.
Nicki
like,
Minaj's butt is taking up a lot of space.
Yeah, but I get that.
I thought she took some of that out.
She did. She took a lot of that stuff out because it was just. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous. But it's like I don't understand. Like why they have to beef? Like why is it that? You know, you're Nicki Minaj, you have yours, I'm Remy Ma, I have mine.
Yeah.
Because I have to be honest with you, some of the people that like the other are going to like the other one too. So why not just come together and be bosses about it, do a song together, and share the stage? Like, I don't get what
Nicki has done this before. She has talked about Lil' Kim. And a lot of things that Nicki Minaj have done does resemble Lil' Kim's past work.
Well, a lot of people say that. And my point there, too, is, like, why come for Lil' Kim? Like, Lil' Kim was here before you.
Mm-hmm.
She's already done her thing. Mm-hmm. Like, why try to tear that down?
Right. Or try to take it and make it into something different.
Exactly. Like, you should have said, props to Lil' Kim, you know, you paved the way for me, thank you, and do your thing.
Right, but I mean, I don't understand it. I just think that sometimes some artists get full of themselves, and they forget it's many different genres of music out
there. It is, and it's room for everybody. It's room for everybody in it, and I don't get. You know, like back in the day, they used to do wars, you know, beef, you know, songs in the 90s because it sold records.
Yeah.
But it's like, and I still didn't understand that then. Like, there's room enough for everybody.
Yeah, but sometimes people have to do stuff to stay relevant. You know, when they feel like that people are not talking about them anymore, their little fame is going down. You know, they find something to do that'll put you back.
Sure,
you
know? But I mean, Remy Ma just came back from prison.
Were people talking about her before she went to prison?
She was a big rapper before she went to prison. She was pretty.
Was she really good?
I mean, I'm not a rap fan, but I think she was.
Yeah, I like some of her music. I really like the song Conceited that she made.
I like the one she did with Fat Joe.
Oh, with Fat Joe? Which one? The new one.
Yeah.
Oh, All the Way Up?
Yes. I like that song.
I like a lot of Remy's old songs. You know, and I really felt like she was a good artist.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little rough around the edges. You know, they all are. But she was good. She is good.
Yeah. Well, you know, ladies, make love, not war. All we are saying is give peace a chance. John Lennon.
Yeah,
by the way.
I'm just getting ready to say that.
So here's a question for y'all for our last couple of minutes on air. Who falls in love faster, men or women?
Women.
I would have to say that women fall in love faster because they're chasing that idea of being in love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're in love with the idea of being in love.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
I say women too because I think women uses their hearts
They wear their heart, yeah.
Faster mm-hmm. than men. Yeah.
I personally, I think it's women too, because again, women are more emotional than men.
Yeah.
Men are very visual.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, what I see, women are more, they speak more with the heart. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, I think that they fall in love faster, but someone made a good argument that I heard about this. And they said that, but when a man falls in love,
he's really in love. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I would say that, yeah, but I think so. I think women too. I think it's women. And you know,
there may be some men that fall in love quicker than some women. We understand that, but as for the most part, I do believe it's women.
Yeah.
Because we're more emotional beings.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we can express ourselves verbally.
And that's a good point you made, Tanae, about women love the idea of being in love. I find that a lot of women, when they meet a guy, instead of just letting things, you know, take its course, a lot of women, the first thing they think of, oh, well, is he marrying material? You know, is he, you know, I'm looking for a father for my, you know, for a child. And everybody you meet, you know, you may not be talking to them 6 months from now.
Right.
So meet somebody and just go with it.
But, you know, in this day and age, well, I'm going to speak for me. I don't have time to go with it, okay? Where is we going? Because you was not going to lead me off a cliff. You understand me?
What?
I would twist your lips off.
No,
come to me talking all sweet, baby, and then 2 months later.
Well, that's what I mean by slowing down, waiting, mm-hmm. not putting all of your eggs in this one guy because he's nice at first, because everybody shows you their representative when you first meet them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you just said, you know, I'm just going to go with it. I'm just going to go with it now, you know, and then, you know, wait and see if he's truly, you know, what he says, because, you mm-hmm. know, most people say one thing, but they do another thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what did Maya say?
Who was Maya?
Is it a singer?
When people show you who
Maya Angelou. Oh. That's true. When people show you who they are,
believe
them. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You know, don't go into a relationship at first thinking, oh, he my baby daddy. Oh, I can marry. Ooh, is he marrying material? Because he might not be. Have no have some expectations.
No, have some
but
standards.
Have no, right, have standards. But don't have any expectations because you just don't know
right.
in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, it's time for us to get out of here. We thank you all for listening in. We'll see you next time. Bye for now. Listen to the